today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The desk is in my car now, so if anyone wants to come and get it and take it to Mike, I'm here until 4.
So I have it. It's all right, but I think Sapphire is much better.
What about Tanqueray?
Tanqueray is classic.
Great. Yeah, Tanqueray number 10. Their fancy gin, really good stuff.
And their keto Tanqueray number 2.
What do I put on those two little pedestals there? What's going to go on those?
Your
awards.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Okay, yesterday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Not only am I doing a show from this house, but I'm also trying to sell it. So I had to beat feet out of here because one thing you learn about realtors is some of them are right on time and some of them are early and some of them are late. And yesterday the buyers came in early. And so I had to get out of here.
It was a classic exit.
Not early, but I have to get out of here.
I know we've all left early.
I think it was 2 minutes.
Yeah, barely anything. It was like two or three tapes of the audio vault, but it was great.
But as I was getting ready to get out of here, and I shut off our little video connection, and then I heard you two discussing, and it concerned. Let me explain. There is a piece of furniture that we require for the move over to my other studio.
I would say we don't need it at all. This is just an upgrade.
It is an upgrade. Yes. And this actually is a result of my favorite moment of your hasty exit yesterday is after you had said goodbye, there was a few moments of downtime and you said, I heard that.
Yeah, because I said at least we don't have to give him the bad news about
that's right,
blank.
Exactly. Blank.
Yeah, so I was concerned. I've been concerned about this for many, many reasons, not the least of which is, Rob tends to do things that
are kind.
They can be. No, I do not. This is much more does it involve you than me, pal. This is me getting rid of your family's crap.
Does it?
I would much rather have a shiny, nice new place.
That would be fine by me.
You're being really mean and cruel right now for
no
reason.
Well, no, I'm not.
You haven't even started getting it. People don't even know what we're about to fight over, and you need to give some detail at least.
All I know is at the end of the show yesterday, right when I was leaving, I heard Oscar say to Rob, well, then we don't, something like we don't have to tell him
at
about the furniture.
At least we don't have to break the news about
Break the news. Yes. And then I said, I heard that. I didn't have time to hang out. Yeah, yeah. If I had time to hang out, I wasn't getting out of here.
Because you're multitasking.
Some looky-loos are coming in.
Loser.
Oscar, yes. Do you remember the initial conversation where Rob said, I've got a, this is when we were all together.
Right.
And Rob said, I've got a very nice console that will be good for the studio. I think it's going to work for you. And everything was going fine. I'm like, yeah, this is good. Sent me a picture. I looked at it. Then at the very last minute, he said, yeah, there's a little ding here. There's a little ding here. And it was slid and slimed into the end of the conversation, but I know that it was more important.
Okay, I hope you don't dwell on it, and I will now call as my witness Matthew Bloom, who has seen the piece of furniture.
Okay, well, there's your forensic expert
Bloom,
that I need to talk
to. I love you,
but
before you ruin the show, can I please set the table?
Okay, please
all right,
do.
Thank you.
Set the console.
Yes. Mike has... And as a team, we have decided that we want to create a new setting for Mike's new studio in the new home. And for now, I would say the better part of a month, we have been planning out what the proper furniture slash studio console would be for Mr. Mike O'Mara to upgrade his current setup, which is basically a built-in desk.
Right.
And what studio furniture, for those of you out there that are not in the business, allows you to do is to have easy access to the equipment you need, but also to essentially DJ-proof your space. Where no more kicking out of cables, no more what cable is that. It really is meant to organize your workflow.
And maybe some, maybe an added mic or two for
if I want
a panel with somebody down here.
You don't have to run cables. It's already ready to go. You just hit on and you're
so
good.
So Carla
to go.
Doesn't come in and lean over me and have to talk into my microphone and listen on your have a just a couple of, but a couple of minor modifications so because we've got the capability.
We roll through, and I'm talking, and this is shocking. Now listen carefully, people in TMOS Nation. Mike does not like to wait. So we immediately start searching the country for a solution. I'm on FaceTime with him. He's got measuring tape out. We're asking for dimensions of a room, where this desk would go.
Can I counterpoint you on that?
Yes.
I don't like to wait because my situation is not within my own control. Mm. And at the time we started this, I thought there was a potential for me having to be out of here sooner than later. That has not been the case. That's why I am still here doing this. Now, ultimately, I could set up a
folding table
over there,
and a remote, like if you're on Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
But my feeling is that and by the way, with the acoustics, which I'm getting burned out on, I would like to sooner than later get things ready. So from that standpoint, yes.
But
just blanket, labeling me by saying Mike doesn't like to wait. I'm. It's not just that. There are other factors at play.
There's an urgency.
Your sense of urgency because you need a project manager. And Mike took on the project management side and said, "Hey, these are my dimensions. What you asked for, I'm giving you. Give me a solution."
Right.
And then I sent Mike a few different options that were secondhand because, as a startup, we work on a budget, and
we can't afford super duper stuff.
And that's what, because these things can run into tens of thousands of dollars. A new desk alone could easily run you into the $3,000 or $4,000 range. And we finally find one that's roughly $750 on eBay online auction that starts there, and I'm hoping we can get for $800. And out of the blue, comes swinging in, like flying in like Superman, is Mr. Rob Spiewak and says,
"Right,
oh, by the way, I may have a solid solution. Let me send you pictures first. What do you guys think?"
Because what happened is my mom was listening to the show that day.
That's very sweet of her.
And she said, I still have Dave's desk downstairs from his studio setup. And I'd forgotten about it.
A dead man's desk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I'm not sure if that's a pro or a con, but thank you for weighing in.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's not too soon, is it? I apologize.
It might be a little too soon. Might be a little too soon.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one, Rob.
I'm going to backtrack that.
So I look at it, and it looks okay. It looks okay to me.
I think it
looks a little more broadcasty than I wanted. I wanted a little more, room
furniture.
It's not like a 10-mint gem. Or it's not like your perfect baseball card. There's just maybe a few little rounded edges, but you can get over it.
I can get over it. And I'm actually really thinking that it's a solution and cost effective for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have the discussion. And the only thing that hinked me out was right at the end when Rob said, "It's got a little ding in it."
Let me tell you exactly what the ding is, okay? And you've seen the desk. It is, I would say, near mint condition everywhere, except there are two shelves, one left and one right. And on the top of the right-hand shelf, there is, on the top, maybe a quarter-size piece of the laminate is dented in.
Okay.
And that prevents it from being mint.
Okay. No one will ever see it.
No.
And
okay.
I would say, what an homage to have a family member's desk now in your home, Mike. I should have said that earlier.
Well, as Rob explained it to me,
this
is good for the show. And also, I'm helping his mom out by getting this furniture out that she doesn't want.
A loved one's studio console.
It seems like a win-win.
Right. Yeah. So many lines are popping through my head right now regarding who's going to the cursed console or something like that.
Oh, the dead man's console?
I don't.
Pirates of the Caribbean 6, the dead man's console.
Okay, you said it. You said it. I did.
I tried to steer away from that.
So I'm a little paranoid.
I feel that it's cursed. I really don't.
I'm a little paranoid because of the ding. Rob has assuaged that situation.
I hope somebody's laughing somewhere.
I'll tell you who's laughing. Dave is laughing. Dave thinks it's a panic. Up there
dead
in
man's
heaven.
Console coming into my house.
That's right.
Rob calms me down on the ding thing. And so Rob also informs me that Saturday he's going to be at the house with Pony. They're going to be breaking it down.
Yes.
And I think shipping it Saturday. So then at the end of the show yesterday, when I got a beat feet, I hear, well, I guess we won't have to break the news to him about the desk. And I go, I heard that.
Right.
And so here on my little one sheet, top numero uno, what's the deal with my furniture, boys?
That's actually my top item, too. It says desk. I know that one. What?
DMC.
Dead man console?
Dead man's console.
Dead man's console.
Yes, yes, yes. May I offer this?
Please.
I'm not entirely comfortable with that. It's okay.
DMC?
It's coming to it. No, I'd like to put the whole dead man thing out of the vernacular here. Yeah. Okay, it's coming to my house.
What about dead mouse?
How about just the new console? Okay. Let's just say the new console. That would make me very
Mike, do you like any particular songs by Oingo Boingo?
It's a dead man's furniture is coming. Who could ask for more? Everybody's excited. Leave your oversized package at the door. Leave your oversized package at the door.
Mike, he wasn't even in the same room as the console when he passed.
Rob, this is so dark. This is why are we going here? Why? What did you say?
I didn't bring it up.
Why did you say that at the end? We break the news to him about the console. Okay.
Go ahead.
So. I think you're actually going to be very proud of our team because if this was...
As always.
2000, I say even 2008.
Right.
Let's say something would have been done without even asking us, and then we would have had a heart attack after it would after
Can
it
you
would
translate,
have been done.
Please?
Yeah, because we are now, I think, at a better state of communications than we ever have been.
Like we always ask each other... It's a tribe here. We always ask the tribal leaders, is this the right move? Because we want to make sure we make the right move.
Because when we got there, when Pony and I got there Saturday, we got in there. I found out that my mom's dog has a real problem with Matt Bloom, like the most docile dog you've ever met. All of a sudden sees Matt and the hair is standing up on the back of her head.
Yeah.
I mean, she is really hating Matt. But we go down, we disassemble the desk. I know you were concerned about how hard reassembly is going to be. It actually... It is very intuitive, and it'll come together very easily. Matt had the beautiful idea of putting all the hardware back in the holes that the hardware goes to, so you won't even have to sort out screws when it gets there.
Well, that's nice, Pony. That I like great. That. That's perfect. Great.
And I didn't realize until we really took it apart. Excellent Browning element. It's on casters under it, so it's easy to move around. And it has rack mounts on either side, so you can put all of your
roll
equipment
and go.
And here's the best part. I didn't realize it. Two rack-mounted locking drawers with a key, big enough to hold headphones and any sort of broadcast equipment you want, that land right in the console. I didn't know they had these drawers.
So you can hide your headphones right there, lock them up, good
exactly.
to go.
All right. So, I mean,
what was the concern about breaking the news to me about
so
the
we
desk.
Get the equipment out. It's not easy to move it because it is, you know, it's a 6 by 3 foot table.
That's a big table.
And a lot of equipment up and down and up and down. We get it loaded to the car and then we go to the UPS store, unload it. And I'd called the UPS store on Friday. I said, we've got a computer desk we need to ship. They said, disassemble it, no problem. I said, great. And so we bring it in and they said, I got a computer desk. He said, you called yesterday. Fantastic. Bring it in. Boom and boom and boom. Lots of trips. Stacking up.
Yeah.
Lots of people mailing things in the way. But we get all the stuff in there and he starts measuring and saying we're going to put this here and that can go in the same box and
allocating for where
he's
going to go.
He says this will go, we can put this in this box and it'll all go down together. This is fragile, we'll mark it fragile. And he says, okay, I've got your subtotal to ship it will be $1,300.
Oh my, screw them.
So I get.
So after I literally picked my jaw up off the ground, because I was expecting on a bad day, like $400.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow. You know, and I mean, I said, does that.
Is this the
ground?
Cheapest way to get there?
Yeah, we're like, not overnighting it, right? I mean, what is the, he says, this is the cheapest way. And he had a line of drool hanging out of his mouth. He said, well, it's a long distance and it's really big and it's heavy. And so $1,300, is there any way we can get it cheaper? No. So I call Oscar.
Yeah.
And
to be fair.
My mouth is hanging open right now.
I was.
To be fair, Mike.
Unbelievably
shocked. In 2007,
shocked.
This would have been swiped on our PayPal card.
Boom.
Hopefully not declined.
Right.
And then on Monday,
I'm with you.
Of yesteryear,
I consider that ridiculous.
Somebody would have come in and said, here's a receipt, and we both would have looked at it and had a cow and went crazy, right?
Right.
So Oscar and I have a good laugh.
Yes. I said, Rob, that's highway robbery. They're trying to get you. I've shipped, I've actually shipped desks from California to DC for cheaper, multiple desks.
So I knew at the get-go $13 was too much, wanted to make sure that I was grounded in that. And so then Pony and I put it all back in my car. Yeah.
Sorry,
and
guys.
He didn't bitch about it.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah,
he didn't
bitch about it at all. He was like, "You're right. I just want to call and confirm."
And by the way, that was the good call. That was on a Saturday. Absolute good call.
Right? Yeah,
yeah.
And so so the desk is in my car now. So if anyone wants to come and get it and take it to Mike, I'm here until 4.
So I mean, is it because it's the UPS store that they're gouging you on this?
The thing is that I thought that the expense was going to be the crating, like the boxing. That was only $250.
Which means it's probably crap boxing that would probably damage the stuff.
Right, right.
Like, we were on the phone going through this pacing, and I remember these paces, not pacing. Rob said, how much for the crating? And the guy's like, about 250. He said, okay. So they want to ship it for $1,100 down. So we could pay someone $500 to drive it down
in
their van or less, right?
Right.
And I said, Rob, they're trying to F you sideways. Get out of there right now.
Verifying what I already suspected.
We will figure this out. And we will tell Mike on Monday or Tuesday. But I have other options for this. But I'm telling you, $1,300, what's the point of a free desk at this point?
And you know, one thing I can tell you is I know for a fact when I was talking about those drawers that go into the rack, I know they open and close easily because every time I turn left, it opens. And every time I turn right, it closes in the back of my car.
You lock them, though.
Yeah, lock the door.
I should.
Yeah, you should lock them, and then that wouldn't happen.
But anyway, it's all sort of fun to hear it. And also, Tony, locking it kind of ruins the joke, doesn't it?
No.
No, okay. Thanks for your help on Saturday.
You're welcome.
So the Where options are we? That we were looking at, take it to the dump? Is that
No.
Had considered it.
So do you remember a reality show a long time ago where people would bid on shipping certain goods? And if this was might have lasted 4 to 5 seasons.
Was it the one where they built aquariums?
No. It's something similar. That
I don't remember that.
Storage Wars?
It's almost as trashy as...
What?
Yup. The Yup guy.
I forgot.
Yup. Yup. That's how he bids.
Wow. Storage Wars.
So there is a show, and if somebody in the control room can find it, please. It's called a Shipping Wars, if I'm not mistaken. And you would see on an app or a computer somebody come up with, hey, I have X to ship. What's your bid? There is now a website called UShip, the letter U and ship. And you put down exactly what you're shipping, and people bid around the country that may be just going down there, or a truck, or like professional drivers that'll come and pick it up because they're going in that direction anyways. You can ship something for a fraction of the price of this large.
A fraction of retail price.
Yes. So gone there.
So how is that progressing?
I just put that on the website yesterday. It takes about 48 hours to get some options. So we'll have an option sooner than later. I said within 7 days, you'll have a desk.
And the beauty is
and what's the backup plan if the options don't pan out?
Oh, Mike, the UShip people, they're many, and they're able, and they're capable. There's no problem. You'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
And if you're not in a hurry anymore, as you said, no big deal.
All right. And this thing's not too big for the space that
we measured it out.
It's exactly 6 feet wide.
All right. 6 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. 32 inches deep.
Yeah. But that's just astonishing to me. That kind of
You have no idea how astonished I was. And I was in no mood to hear that news. And I was just like, you've got to be, what?
I was here recabling the wire, so I didn't hear my phone ring. Rob was so pissed, he called my wife.
I said, "Are you near Oscar? Go find him.
Yeah,
so tell him to pick up his phone."
So she comes up from downstairs in the office and says, "Hey, Rob, I think something's wrong." And he's like, "It's $13.50 to ship." And I said, "What?"
Yeah.
And then we went into a get the F out of there motion.
But we're ready to go at a moment moment notice because I'm traveling everywhere with the
desk.
He
has it with
me. I have it with
me. I've actually asked him carry it with just in case someone's like, I can get there tomorrow, pick it up.
Yeah, I got it.
He's got it.
And so when will you know the progress on your
I'm hoping within maybe even today, as quick as today.
Well, see, I mean, that's not that big a deal.
No, it's not
do
that
I look
big
like
a deal.
I'm concerned about that? I would, you know what? And the good call, what would I have been concerned about? The $1,300 that we just signed
up. We would have yelled at each other. We would have said we couldn't afford that. Why would we do that?
Been
makes
insane.
Sense. Yes.
It would have been insane. And it's still insane. I'm still trying to think, you know, the gross weight of the thing. I mean, it's not heavier than the average desk.
No,
right?
and the fact is
the size and volume, Mike.
We totally disassembled it. I mean, it's actually, you could move this as a single person.
Yeah.
Because the heaviest thing is the 6x3 foot top, and it's not right. that heavy. More convenient with two people.
For $1,300, that's the price you should pay if you have like three keys of cocaine inside and you want the UPS guy
oh, I didn't tell
to
him
not
about the,
say anything.
I didn't
you know?
Tell him about the blow.
You're like, hey, don't worry about the blow inside the locked drawers. Just ship it.
The blow. Now, that door opening and closing when you're making turns,
yeah.
is that damaging my piece?
No,
now,
it's not.
Which will henceforth be referred to. My piece.
Well, Mike, you know
DMC.
What it is?
My
what
piece
I love
of furniture.
I love DMC. It because now it's become the console of the living.
Yes, it has.
A rebirth.
Rebirth. Renaissance.
Renaissance.
Exactly.
This is vintage.
There is no damage
while
being
we're
done.
Waiting, since there's a delay, let
yes.
me.
Yes, please.
Let me revisit it a little bit.
Yeah, the text. The text always in. Works.
What, the pictures?
I just want to look sense. At it again. I want to look at it again.
Yeah.
I didn't see too many like DJ stickers on there. There are like a few of them.
There's one that's, there's an Apple sticker. There's a Shure sticker. They'll peel off. Yeah.
And then. I think one said like more grassless ass or more ass less
because,
grass.
Yeah, and that's pretty much how my stepfather was.
Yeah. Honk if you're horny.
Classic. That one.
You know?
That's a classic one. Yeah, he picked it up when he was on tour.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rob, did you send it to me individually? Did you text it to me individually or did
it was a group text.
It was group. Group? I think it was in the group.
I like the S happens one that's on the back.
That's a good one. That's funny.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
As a group text, we have.
There's one that says Virginia's for lovers because he was a big Virginia guy.
Yeah, yeah, right, and he's also a big lover.
Good sticker.
It might be. Is there a group that's just me and Oscar and you?
I also like the two stickers, Care Bear stickers. I don't know who put them on. Must have been like a loved one of and put them right on the side that were that like had like a glitter sticker.
Yeah, but he had
puffy stickers.
He had Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes. And he was peeing on the Care Bears. Funny.
Yeah.
I like stickers. They're funny.
Dave had a great sense of humor.
He did.
Man. All right, I'm looking at it here, and you know, and it's fine. It's fine. I'm trying to.
I mean, I think it's ideal.
I think
to be perfectly honest.
I don't know where the text.
It's under. It's on.
Why don't you resend it to Mike?
I shall
get it to the top of his mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
If you
let
mind.
Me look at it. Again.
Yeah, let's eyeball
see what
this.
It looks like here, just to make
well, now sense. That you know it's free and undamaged, Mike.
Well, now that I know it's a hassle, I'm going back to you know, there was a real sweet one you showed me.
Gone.
You know, right before the it's gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Now keep in mind, Mike, the one I just
trust
sent you.
I was eyeballing it just in case something went off and somebody bought it.
Right.
They bought it for $1,500. There's no way we would have paid that.
Yeah. This has this of course all the equipment that's on it in this picture is off of it now.
Yes.
It's clean and stripped.
Unracked and stripped.
Mm-hmm.
Clean and stripped.
Exactly.
Just like I like my...
Stop it. That's not okay. How dare you?
The Hustler Club is closed, Mike.
Oh, do you have an Allen?
It's very rectangular also.
Well, it has a rounded front.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have an Allen wrench, a set of Allen wrenches?
Yeah.
I have more Allen wrenches than you can shake a stick at.
Then you're going to be
all
set.
And I don't understand why you shake sticks at things that you have plenty of. I've never understood that expression. It doesn't make any sense.
Many years ago, Mike, people had more time on their hands.
Do you have any cinnamon? I have more cinnamon than you can shake a stick at. Make your pie. Make your apple pie, man.
Maybe it was a cinnamon stick.
What I want
what you really, really want
for Christmas this year is
tell you what I want, what I really, really want, what I want, what I really
what is I want you to receive this desk and actually see in all its glory.
Yes.
What's going to make I think a very seamless workflow from what you currently have.
I'm looking forward to
yes.
it.
You know you're going to love
what
about
do I
it?
Put on those two little pedestals there? What's going to go on those?
You could
your
put
awards.
Hey, guess what? Oscar starts the show today. My awards.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We've all heard it. Times are tough. I can't get a job. Get it together and have your rich dad hook you up with a job at his company. Everyone needs to stop making excuses about how hard it is to find a job and just go get a job at their dad's dog food company. I know what you're thinking, but Philip, I hate my dad. I hate my dad too. A great resume always stands out. Make sure to write your name on it so the lady in HR realizes that your dad is her boss. Of course, the resume is just a formality, but if your dad finds out that you didn't do your resume right, he's gonna be pissed. The job interview is a mountain of pressure. Everything inside of you will want to yell, "Listen, just shut up and give me the job, idiot," but you can't for some reason. Instead, try this great interview tip I heard from my dad. If you just buy a goddamn suit, show up on time, and don't mouth off for once, I'll hire you. Now that you've got the job, you're gonna have to start from the bottom. I worked in the mailroom, managing the mailroom. It took me 3 months, well, 2.5 months, to rise up and become head of some kind of sales or something. Don't be afraid to network. Talk to your dad's friends. Try and turn them against your dad by lying about things your dad said. They might give you a better job. You never know. Finally, work freaking sucks. But if you put in some effort and you just tune out your dad's BS for a couple of years, eventually he'll die and you'll be in charge and he'll be dead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
What the hell is that from?
It's from The Onion. It's a fake TED Talk about millennials getting jobs. I had to cut it down a bit, but it's very funny. He talks about the pain points. Onion still getting it done.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show, a podcast, and we are delighted to have you with us all the way from Midland, Texas to Montauk, New York to Milton, Freewater, Oregon. Yes, Milton started the town long time ago.
We talked about it yesterday. When you do the name, I think it works best as a hyphenated last name.
Milton Freewater.
Freewater, Oregon. Like an old school, like rich guy.
Milton, Freewater, Oregon.
Exactly.
Moshi, Tanzania, Washtukna, Washington, and Ballylickey, County Cork, Ireland, the Mike O'Mara Show. On now, brought to you by Lightstream. It's a brand new year. If you're stressed about the high interest credit cards you used over the holidays, settle down.
Relax.
I can help you pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, so much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20%. Which do you think is more of a ripoff, shipping from that store or the APR of 20%? My God.
Don't make me choose.
There are no fees. You can even apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I love Lightstream, and I know you will too. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Okay, we've been talking about keto a lot on this program. And one of my buddies down here, when I first dabbled in keto, explained that he had some success on it, but there was one particular issue that caused a little bit of, well, the proper word would be distress.
Oh.
And I mean distress. How
in
do
the
I
rear
put
of the
this?
Plane or the front of the plane?
Rear of the plane, and how do I put this delicately? There are times when the urgency on this particular eating plan can be a tad overwhelming.
Oh.
And over the course of my life, I'm not someone who has really dealt with that a lot.
May I ask a delicate question?
You may, yes. Go right ahead.
When you talk about urgency, there's no trouble moving the furniture, but the furniture has to be moved at very short notice?
The furniture, there are two things. The furniture has to be moved very soon, and sometimes the furniture is on the truck, and you think that the truck is empty.
Oh,
I got you.
So like you're about to leave the house, but there's an ottoman still on the truck.
Yeah,
now it's going to be $1,300, and you're screwed.
So it's like, for example,
moving freight.
When you're picking your son up at the school bus via golf cart, which you thought would be cute and fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
And, you know, here I sit, brokenhearted, paid a dime and only.
Yeah.
But it wasn't only. And so.
You were sliding into first. And
they feel a little. But so yesterday, all right, there's this. I texted, I PM'd your wife the other night about, we were talking about keto, about this ice cream called Rebel Ice Cream. And Rebel Ice Cream is...
It's the most popular one among white supremacists.
It's yes, there he got the Confederate flag. It's phenomenal, and it's keto. It's low on the carb grams,
right.
So that's very significant. But it was explained to me yesterday by my beloved, who said, well, you know, there's a lot of... I forgot what the sweetener is.
Stevia.
Is xylitol or...
Xylitol is another one, I believe, yeah.
Xylitol. I think that's what it's called, xylitol. And apparently...
From the planet xylitol.
Xylitol. and you know, they're a very popular company. Their slogan is, xylitol, you'll shit your brains out. and so...
Oh, it goes back to like those fake fat cookies from years ago.
Yeah, the cookie diet. It may.
Yeah.
Somebody do a dive on xylitol. Let's find out, because I will tell you that Carla said that might have something to do with it. Discovering this Rebel ice cream, where, and by the way, I'm not losing weight as much as inches. But the inches are somewhat they're no, it's a carb thing. It's a carb thing. But the inches are somewhat stunning.
I think it's because
the
body.
Yeah, for me.
That is
for me.
Quite,
I mean, I know because I'm fat, what he's done, I mean, you
you've
know.
Trained your body to attack the fat.
Can you see your penis?
Yes.
Can I see your penis?
Big win.
Every fat friend I know, their bar is, can I see my penis?
Right. And you sure they're not just asking you?
If they're losing weight. Like they, to a man said, hey, I can see my they'll say right. Something else. I can see my whatever
right.
Now. And I'm like, oh, it's really working.
Yeah.
Let me say that at the Vegas show where you guys saw me and you saw how fat I was at the Vegas show.
Yes.
I got back and the Vegas show was over and it was the holidays and it's like, what the hell? And I threw caution to the wind.
Yes.
And I know that I may have even got it. I weighed myself this past Monday. After not really caring, being on this thing for about a week, and not really, and we dabbled at it, then we went off it, then we dabbled at it again, and then we started in earnest. So it was about 7 days in earnest that I'd been on this thing. And frankly, I was surprised at my weight. I thought it was going to be a lot higher than it actually was. And I have no idea, because I didn't weigh myself, whether it was keto. But what you do know is inches, and specifically your belt. And
that's fantastic.
A notch on a belt is a big deal. But I also believe that this particular confection, because who doesn't like a little sweetness in their life?
Sure.
A little treat.
Yeah.
And to have this, that is all that I require. If I can eat this stuff, and the there are a lot of people in the listening audience that are on keto. I won't eat the stuff if it gives me the day that I had yesterday starting at about 12 noon. Because then it's just
so it's not just a it's not just a one time thing.
Oh, they're like waves.
It was not one off. It was just when you had to go, you had to go, and then the little
aftershocks,
accidental where I'm supposed to pull the car into a parking space where Michael's new bus stop is.
Yeah,
get out of the bus and stand on the curb. I wasn't standing on the curb because I was sitting.
Yeah,
oh, and that's somehow
I was sitting in my golf cart and I. Pulled the golf cart around and I positioned the golf cart right in front of the school bus so that the school bus had to kind of veer out and go past me. It comes into a little turnaround.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a little parking lot.
Sure.
So it's not on the main drag. It's not on a main drag even
but you
in
weren't
the community.
Making, you weren't making any effort.
I was not getting out of that golf cart.
There was an exit plan which involved you moving quickly as soon as little Michael jumped in the car.
Well, the
little
exit Michael, plan happened before Michael got there.
The exit. And And we went to the we went right to the house. He had a golf lesson about 10 minutes after we got to the house. So
did
I
he have any questions for you?
No, he didn't know anything that was going on.
Good, yeah. Because that's not something.
You didn't ask
him
if he had an extra pull-up in his backpack?
No, I pulled into the garage.
Napkin in your lunchbox?
I dashed into the the casa. And
you let him go first?
Return.
No, today's opposite day. We're going to walk in backwards to the house.
Yeah.
He's 6 years old. I was in the garage. I didn't care. Nobody could see me in the garage. Yeah. Unless
run, get father. Run, get father a blanket.
Yeah. Get me a towel, Tina. Tina, bring me the towel. It was not. But so going forward, there are two things at play. Either it is the program itself overall.
Yeah.
And I'll give you three options. It's the program that this is the way it's going to be. Or it's the ice cream. That's the second option that causes this. So you got to be maybe, you know, selectful when you do this.
You might have double dipped with the ice cream.
Might be not, yeah. Maybe not an every night type of deal.
And smaller portion maybe, yeah.
And, you know, number three, that this will resolve itself anyway because this is just the plan.
But we've already known that number two, not that number two, but the other
number two, yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So what did my wife, my wife have anything to offer?
Why are you talking to his wife? That's kind of weird.
Okay, well, let's find out. Are you on keto too?
I am not. I've been thinking about it because she's on it and she's doing a lot of the cooking anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it makes sense for me.
So she's been making you guys nice keto recipes at home.
They've been very, very good. What I realize is that there's no bread in the house. I went to have a sandwich yesterday and there's nothing. So I thought, you know, if that's going to be the case, might as well join in. But the not drinking troubles me. But I understand you can have some vodka.
Gin. I'm drinking gin and diet tonic. That's what I drink.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's my drink.
What brand of gin are you on right now?
I think Carla picked up some Bombay Sapphire.
Very nice. You know what I bought over the holidays and have not cracked into yet is Aviator.
Ooh,
Aviator gin.
Ryan Reynolds.
That's the Ryan Reynolds gin. Have you tried it yet, Pony?
I have it. It's all right, but I think Sapphire is much better.
What about Tanqueray?
Tanqueray is classic.
Great. Yeah, the Tanqueray number 10. Their fancy gin, really good stuff.
And their keto Tanqueray number 2.
So you're dabbling in it a little bit. But,
I've been watching
I've
been watching what she does, and I think you know what, it looks like a diet I could do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you get into it 100%, I'd welcome your review and what you think about. It. But I sent her. She said, I got some recipes that I'll share with you if you
are you doing the strips?
If you're interested. Huh?
Are you doing the pea strips?
You mean it's like testing? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that's right. You shoved it in. I forgot. You shoved it in Carla's face.
Drug test
That's the real measure. And by the way, killed it today. Killed it today.
Nice. Yeah,
right now, I'm a little fat.
Seems like a lot of work.
Well, you know what? Yeah,
that's probably the fun part, right?
What am I going to be? I mean, I don't like my body.
Why don't you just get a treadmill?
Because it doesn't work. I've done it.
I'm sure it doesn't work.
It doesn't work on its own.
Calories in, calories out is what everybody.
That's
it's
true.
A question
that is
of
the
staying
basis.
Motivated.
Yes. Okay.
And it's a question of keeping. And any program I've ever been on, it's I think being active and riding a bike or walking and doing all that 100% important. But ultimately, what you're putting in your body is the big deal.
Do you
and so
feel
this
better?
Is, this is
do you feel better?
Yes.
Now it took
that
like a week,
great.
But you
that
had like
great.
A week Big or so time. Where it was rough, right? I
you
had to sound like Larry King, but
you go through what's called the keto flu a little bit, where you're kind of logy and you're not feeling that well. And as I said, but I've been on. I'm very new to it, so it's you know, I have to wait and see what's going on. But at the same time, I love the concept. I've read a lot about it. And by the way, you go on the internet, you're going to get the people that throw darts at it. You're going to get the people that don't. I'll let you know. I'll let you know in 3-4 months.
You know who's had great success with it is my stepmom, Kathy, who most people met at the Vegas show.
She doesn't need to go on any program.
That's great.
No, she does, but she likes to do it to stay that way. And it is an absolute program that she can work with.
It's not that much of a stretch,
no,
to be perfectly honest with you. For me, that's it. Look, everything when you're trying to, you know, convert this is, by the way, a protein diet. It's been around for a while.
It's like Atkins. Yeah, and it's
sugar makes me feel like garbage, and inflammation and all that. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, alcohol, sugar. Look, you can nitpick everything. I'm talking about the general way this is working.
And alcohol is not sugar until you drink it. So shut up.
But it's also, you know, I have been You know, because
what are you,
like,
42
so many,
belt size. Now you're down to like 36. What do you got?
You know, you're not going to get the specific numbers.
That's
you
classic him, isn't it?
Yes,
how many fruitcakes do you
him.
Think you've eaten in your life? That's the kind of question he asks.
Well,
you
know, I like results.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens.
And you're looking at results. You know. You don't need to know his
what
waist
is
size.
Your current, what was your worst belt size? At least give us that.
I don't know the number. I don't know the number.
Bob, what's your worst belt size?
I can't remember. It was a piece of rope, though. I remember that.
It was two belts.
A rope belt.
A belt coupler.
My average size, what I'd like to be, would be between a large and an XL shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'd
what's
like to
what's your range for waist you'd love to be at?
My waist, I think if in a perfect world, I would love to be a 34 waist.
Oh, I think that's viable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 34 waist right now, and this is the fattest I've ever been. Like, we're on the same page.
But you're little. I'm big. So, I mean, you're a little guy
to
start with.
What about that? Okay,
this is like the worst Dr. Seuss book ever.
Well, it's a little
you're
combative.
Little.
Do you
I'm
sense
big.
That, Rob? It's a little combative that I'm kind of defending myself here a little
bit. Yeah, and you know
bit,
what?
You know?
I think he's getting pissy. What you've said has actually pushed me closer to doing it. And, of course, he just wants everyone to fail.
No, I'm happy. The longer you guys live, the better we are off as a family.
Well, and that's the other thing that you you hear about, and we'll let you know. All I'm saying is, being new to it and having a buddy of mine that lost 19 pounds on it, but he said, but man, I'd be in the middle of the golf course, and you know, when you got it, you got it. If it's that way for the whole run, I'm not going to go off it. I'm
that's
just going to try
to
figure out
how to. You go to the rough.
Right? I'm from the rough. You know, whatever that means.
But Mike, I believe there's something in the rule book about that. Look for free drop.
You got to take a break. We'll
congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, that's really great.
Thank you.
I don't deserve congratulations.
No.
If Carrie sends you the chicken thigh recipe, that was me and Robert's favorite. Really good.
Did you eat nine of them?
All of them.
Oh.
You can eat a bunch.
You can?
Yeah.
In fact, I never do.
Yummy, yeah.
You can eat a bunch.
Super duper. Yes, really. Even went out to dinner last night with Carla and her girlfriends. And boy, that was fun. Yeah, it's great to sit at a table where you're totally irrelevant. But anyway, I'll tell you why. We'll talk about whatever we want to talk about. We have to take a break.
We must.
All right?
We must.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey there, hon. It's Balmer Betty. You know my cousin Billy. Oh my goodness, I gotta tell you a story. He was so, so sad, crying in his natty bow after them Ravens lost. We had to call the police and the ambulance, and we were all praying to the Lady of Fatima because he was so depressed. What are we going to do? Then we had a great idea. Let's cheer him up. We got him a Mike O'Meara bonus show. All his buddies at the Glen Burnie Bowling Alley got one, too. Before you knew it, they were all happy and laughing again over that extra hour of funny. So what you waiting for? Demos to win a game? Head on over to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click the gift certificate link today.
Thanks, hon. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Ritual. Ladies, listen up. Everyone wants to keep their bodies healthy in the long run. That's why you need Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most folks don't get enough of from food. Two easy-to-take capsules provide the 9 nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. And there's a mint tab in every bottle to keep things fresh, so you don't get that fishy aftertaste common with most omega-3s. Our wives love Ritual because they trust it. Check the label. All of their sources are out there for the whole world to see. Plus, they love that it's delivered.
Yes.
And it's only $1 a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month, no strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight. And right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/TMOS. Yeah. We're any ROFO update at all? Is any was there any fallout from yesterday? Did anybody contact you guys? Did anything go down at all with that?
I think, fortunately for us, Rob, if he's holding a grudge or he is in the middle of this engagement honeymoon phase, we like to call, where you're just like blinders on, you're moving on with your life. Because I briefly broached the subject. I said, hey, you listened to the show this morning?
Right.
He's like, oh, I heard something was mentioned. Like this fun, like throwaway. I'm like, oh, yeah. So he usually is
he's pretty a day or two behind. But he's pretty even keel. Yeah. I don't know that even if he was affected, we would see it in him. I spoke to him yesterday regarding some Podcast Village stuff, and it did not come in to the topic. And, but also, he seemed unaffected.
And then,
based on the fact, he had a pretty.
He was exonerated. When Maddie found out that you could change the date on Facebook.
Right. There's a possibility of exoneration right there.
Now, the problem with that, I guess in my eyes, is that now I think there's definitely something going on because Rob usually mentions something in the passing, like, I heard the show, you know, or something like.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
To engage, right.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's a ticking time bomb going off that I'm ready
to walk.
Like he's
going to get pissed?
Like I'm going to walk into a little later because that's what he heard this morning on the
way
in.
Keep me posted. Let me know what's going to happen with him. I'd like to know.
It's a minefield that I am trying to navigate because every time I see him now, I'm waiting for him to stop being upset.
And if he's upset, he'll let you know he's upset.
Oh, he does not. There's no question. No,
well, the last I heard,
he doesn't hold back. No.
Last I heard, he was headed down to Fort Myers with a duffel bag. So we'll see.
Wearing army boots. Yes, right. Raining, dead at them. Get in the trunk. Get in the trunk. Listen, I'm not going to ask you again. Get in the trunk.
Enough is enough.
We're going on a drive.
I did get some feedback from listeners, though, that appreciated that their concerns were addressed on air. And if anything,
that's always important.
If you send us questions about our friends, we're the first to bring them up.
Right.
On air.
Right.
I am happy for the man. Nothing's changed.
Well, our motto has always been, if it's on your mind, let us know.
Rob, Spiewak and I had a quick back and forth after the show about Ford.
Yeah.
Like kind of gauging his response to the conversation and how we were going to tackle it
if there was more, right.
Because when you live in DJ world, you can't just throw what we throw to our wives. Hey, it's just shtick.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you got to sort of prepare if there's any. And, you know, it was pretty rough a little bit.
I thought it was a little fair.
Yeah.
Funny.
It was funny.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the number one thing. It was funny.
It's funny.
I think they're engaged. They're happy. That's the real. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the way it is.
And Rob said to me, he goes, you know, actually, this is pretty much on brand for Rob Ford. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, he probably just wanted someone to tell him what to do. And she wanted to get engaged. And he did it.
Yep.
And that's it.
All right. See, that's the, you know, when you throw away a comment like that, you make it sound so innocent, rather. You know, that's when he comes in and stabs you in the throat. Yeah. But anyway.
Be fair, Mike. He'll only stab us if his fiance says go stab them.
All right. He's going
to
stab you first.
Some men want to be pushed around by their women.
Yeah.
Some men want.
They find it hot.
Some men
don't. Sexy.
I am trying to move on. And then you say something like that, that's a whole personality profile of Mr. Ford that kind of indicates, we'll save it for another day.
Okay.
We will save it for another day.
Like Diego told me once off air that he likes bossy women to boss him around.
Right.
And I said, Diego, don't ever say that out loud again because then people just take advantage of you. Like, that's not the way you want it to go.
And then he drove the hotel. Then he drove the hotel van on flat tires.
All right, here's the thing. Everybody should know this.
Yes.
That ultimately, when you get married, that's the real truth for any relationship.
Yep.
We're all basically handled. All of us.
Not me.
Oh, I know not you. Me. I know not. Sure. Sure. Okay, we'll go with that. But anyway,
what do you mean not me?
You can't handle a big, tough guy.
Mike.
Rob Stewart. I have
architected my relationship.
Thank you.
Where I do the driving.
And please don't use architect as a verb.
Yes, thank you.
I am desperately trying to move on. Now,
please.
Let me ask you this.
Hi, Mike.
Your nostalgia. Nostalgia?
Yeah, he's Larry.
I just get him to stop. Nostalgia Corner.
Right.
Which has been percolating for over a week now.
Sure.
Give me the subject and I will decide whether we're going to do it in the next
I like break. That.
It is.
Dealer's Choice.
A Hollywood musical.
That was Lackluster Sell.
You see, I can't reveal it because there's sort of, you know, it's revealed within the presentation.
Ah, an onion within an onion. Mm-hmm.
Can I have a hint?
Sure. The greatest American musical ever made, according to the AFI and most critics.
Band AFI?
Okay, I have. You know what? Because I'm curious, we'll do it.
All right.
We'll take a break and we will have Rob's nostalgia corner.
Give you a shot.
Well, no, that's the inner queen in me that's just coming out. And I'm like, you know, really, because, you know, on the outside, I'm like, oh, that's not going to be interesting. I'll tell a funny story about Carla talking about boob jobs with her friends. I can do that tomorrow. But then when he said, you know, he teased me with it, you know, inside, I'm going, I have to know. We'll take a break and come back.
Tell me!
With Rob Spiewak's nostalgia corner on the Michael Marriage.
New decade, no more excuses, Mike. All this month on the Oh My Gov show, we're showing you how to make your life better by doing something as simple as the dishes, to creating a battle plan that's in your face every single day. Remember, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never get it. And we know you want the Oh My Gov show right now. Subscribe to the Oh My Gov show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
By the way, she'll be joining us live from Miami on Friday's show. She's covering the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Lots of Super Bowl in the news you may not need today. Lots of it, and some of you will like it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. The time has come to stop wasting our time going to the post office.
Yeah,
with Stamps.com, you can do anything you do at the post office right from your computer. Plus, Stamps.com gives you something you can't get at the post office, big discounts on postage.
Mm.
Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Just like us.
Just like us.
Come on, man. Name's Norm. I'm a pizza delivery guy.
Just like you.
Anyway, so just like you. I have the hat so I can do can't do the whistle that he does, you know. Right. Hello, Mary. Stop going to the post office. Go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in this code, TMOS. Please do that.
Yes.
Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. And now, it's time for Rob Spiewak's Nostalgia Corner. Today, the Hollywood musical.
Ooh.
I cannot wait. I think I know what it is.
Would you like to venture a guess?
I have a guess.
Go ahead.
My guess was Sound of Music.
Good guess.
My Fair Lady.
Also a good guess.
Yeah.
However, neither correct. Before we talk about it, though, I want to talk a little bit about nostalgia.
Disappointed.
Don't be. I want to talk a little bit about nostalgia in show business.
Okay.
It tends to run on a 20-year cycle. And for an example, Happy Days celebrated the 50s in the 1970s. That
right.
70s show came out in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of times nostalgia is about one generation away, 20 years. So, in 1952... You go back about 20 years, that's the launch of the talking motion picture.
Talkies.
Talkies. About 1929. I mean, I'm being a little loosey because he's roughly 20 years.
Wait. What?
Talkies came into play about 1929. And today's movie is from 1952, roughly 20 years later.
Talking about the Great Depression.
And so what we have is one of the
greatest. Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain, MGM's musical.
Now, Fred Astaire.
I'm curious. Not Fred Astaire.
Gene Kelly.
I'm curious. Everyone knows the song.
White guy.
What is your thought, Oscar? What is the main plot point of Singing in the Rain?
I guess you're brokenhearted. You're so in love that you're singing in the rain.
No, but I mean the movie itself. Do you know what the plot is?
Oh,
no. Mike, are you familiar enough to know that?
Yeah, it's it starts with a double murder. He's covered in blood, and a rainstorm comes along and washes the blood
finds
off.
Finds him innocent because of...
And there was a head in a box.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
The last scene is...
Right.
Looking in the box, sure.
No.
There's the scene where Gene Kelly is coming, walks into the precinct house and goes...
Detective!
All right.
No.
God, actually, did you lose any money on the way to the bank?
Actually, the story is... based in Hollywood when they are going from silent movies to talking motion pictures. Now, this is based in truth. When Hollywood made that switch, there was a lot of people that did not make it. For example, John Barrymore.
Yeah.
One of
there
those,
were a lot of people.
There were a lot of people. Yeah. I realized I said it wrong.
Similar to when the world of...
Radio days.
No, of adult films went from film to video.
Maybe. How?
You saw
because they
nice.
Were silent before?
Just, no, all right, we're interrupting expense. You too much. Let's just go on. I want to hear this.
Okay, there were a lot of actors that were, say, very handsome. For example, the one that comes to mind is John Barrymore. He had a high nasally voice. And so when he went to go to a talking motion picture, people didn't buy it, right?
Drew Barrymore's grandfather?
Actually, her great-granduncle, I believe.
Wow.
I believe. I forget. Right. Three generations down. So... what they wanted to do is they had to make this movie, and Hollywood was in this nostalgic sort of mode. They made a movie about this very popular team called Lamont and Lockwood, a boy and girl group, that were going to make their first talking motion picture. Unfortunately, the voice of the leading lady doesn't record that well.
She's got to talk into the mic. I can't pick it up.
Don't you remember I told you there's a microphone right there in the bush?
Yeah.
You have to talk into it.
Well, I was talking, wasn't I, Miss Dinsmore?
Yes, my dear, but please remember round tones. Pierre, you shouldn't have come.
Pierre, you shouldn't have come.
Yes, yes, my dear, that's much better. Look, here's the mic, right here in the bush.
Yeah.
The sound goes through the cable to the box. Okay, again.
Shouldn't have.
Cut! Lena, we're missing every other word. You've got to talk into the mic.
Well, I can't make love to a bush.
Can't make love to a bush, Mike. That's I've always said.
Okay, I've never seen it, and I've never seen the movie, also, so I don't know.
There's so many layers to this, even from Mike, from a broadcasting standpoint, that we can feel the pain that comes with... talking to the mic.
It is a wonderful film. The music is great. Actually, it started as a low-budget project because the bulk of the songs in the movie were already owned by MGM. Many of them were 30 years old already, so they didn't have to have them written, and they didn't have to pay for licensing. But when Gene Kelly and Stanley Donen got involved to direct, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a huge production number at the end that was actually huge budget. But that's the thing about this movie. It gives you everything. It's got sort of like classic vaudeville stuff, big, showy Hollywood stuff like the Singing in the Rain number that's so iconic to everyone, and then the Broadway ballet at the end, which is a Technicolor spectacular. It's huge.
See, but, I did not know this. This to me is a good nostalgic corner because make me want to go watch it.
Happy.
This is like when you
it's still a lot more to go.
There's a great cast, of course. Gene Kelly is Don Lockwood. Debbie Reynolds was 19 when she made it, and you know her.
Is she the love interest?
She's
the squeaky lady.
Well,
right?
Eventually, no spoiler here. She is the one that's hired to dub the voice of the squeaky lady.
Oh,
and the squeaky lady, and she tries to keep her in the background. So Princess Leia's grandmother is doing that. Now, she had a bad time shooting this movie, Debbie Reynolds did, because Gene Kelly is such a legendary dick that he would make her rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. And you mentioned Fred Astaire.
Mm-hmm.
He was shooting on the same lot, walked over, found her under a piano crying because her feet were bleeding because Gene Kelly rehearsed her so hard. So Fred Astaire actually took her and helped her master the routine. But we're talking 40, 45 takes on some of the dance routines, and it was killing her.
Oh, my God. Mm. So Gene Kelly was that much
He was an absolute. He was an absolute hump. Who's not a hump is Donald O'Connor, who has another great scene in the movie.
Make him laugh. Make him laugh.
I remember this. I've seen this.
Yeah, which is one of the funniest dance routines ever done. He actually does this thing where he runs up a wall and flips.
Oh, wow.
With no special effects.
Like an American Ninja Warrior.
He actually does it. However... he was a four-pack-a-day smoker, and after he shot that scene, he had to be hospitalized because he could not catch his breath. He worked that
really?
Hard. Yeah, so that's one thing about it. Also, we heard the squeaky voice lady. That was Gene Hagen, who played Lena Lamont. Sid Charisse is in it, and also a very young Rita Moreno, if you keep your eyes peeled.
Sid Charisse Oscar.
Oh.
Okay.
I Google
Go
her.
Take a look at Sid Charisse. That, to me, she's the gold standard.
She's the dancer in the Broadway ballet, which is the closing number of the movie.
She is stunning
and
to look at.
There is a moment in it that was cut because the Catholic League said... Sid Charisse and Gene Kelly's legs are too intertwined.
Wow.
So it's there's some sexiness to it, especially for 1952.
How do you spell Sid Charisse?
C-Y-D.
Oh, C-Y-D.
C-H-A-R-I-S-S-E.
Yeah, I'd like your opinion, Oscar. I would like your opinion on Sid Charisse.
And best to see her dancing, I think, but just her actual beauty is wonderful. Gene Kelly is rumored to have done the Singing in the Rain dance routine with a 102-degree temperature and still pulled it off. People also say that the water in the rain was colored with milk so it would photograph better. However, that is pure cinematic magic. They did that with lighting. To photograph water like that had never been done, and it was actually groundbreaking to figure out the way they lit the raindrops so you could see them. So there's a little bit of technology at play there, too.
I finally found a picture. Well, of course, with consent, she could get it. I'd give it to her.
That's very nice. It is invariably on all the AFI lists. It is the number one movie musical. For overall, I think it's the 16th. Greatest movie of all time, according to the AFI. And the reason it holds up...
God, I gotta go watch it. You make me... This is why I like Nostalgia Corner, because he does these once in a while that get me motivated.
I'm gonna drop this one of these nuggets at a dinner party, and they'll be like, how do you know this? I'm like, my friend Rob Spiewak.
I love this. Yeah.
Perhaps
this is
most notable.
I never thought about this movie other than the clips.
They put milk in the rain?
No, they did not. They did it with lighting.
I'm sorry. No, you were looking at Sid Charisse.
And you know what? I'll excuse it. I'll allow it. The most amazing fact about the movie, it is my father's favorite movie of all time. So,
oh, okay. Now I'm locked in. I'm going to go see it.
The actual master film was lost in a fire at MGM, but they did a wonderful Blu-ray restoration. So if you grab a Blu-ray, you'll be very happy.
Well, I'm going to get it online. Blu-ray. You're always with the Blu-ray. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to
Well, I mean, you've got one. You've got
the
Technicolor.
I'm not a collector. I don't want things collected. I want to go get it on one of my streaming services.
You turn on a dime. You were just praising me.
I'm praising you, but I want you to bring it up to 2020. Yeah. When you recommend it, tell people where.
They
don't say go get a Blu-ray. Tell them where they can find it streaming.
I think this is
the
best
your
of.
Job.
All right,
that's before the show's over today. Find that out because that's the information.
It streams
people
on
want.
Amazon.com. I know this.
Prime.
It streams on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Prime. Yes,
that's what it's called.
Prime.
Amazon
Forgive me.
Prime.
Amazon.com is where I bought my Blu-ray.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
So it's on Amazon Prime.
It is. And it's a beautiful film. It has everything you want in a musical, but where it separates itself, it is so genuinely funny. You will enjoy the comedy of it. And it's got a great plot
line. I might. Can I watch it with my son?
Absolutely. Just let him see the nude scenes. There's no penetration. Last thing.
Yes, last thing. What?
One of the other great songs in the movie we featured on the Mike O'Mara Show before. So I'd like to close with the song Good Morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to stay up late.
Good morning.
And that, Mike, that is Nostalgia Corner. Scene in the Rain.
A good one.
Please check it out. I think you will enjoy
it. I hope everybody got enlightened with that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, news you may not need. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show. That was a good one, Rob.
Thank you. I love that.
That was a good Nostalgia Corner. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito, the King of the Wings. My world-famous Buffalo Wings have been winning awards for years, just like the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. Wings.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, James.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. It's really going to be a sensational year. Didn't have time to wade through that. Can you believe all that Y2K nonsense was 20 years ago? Can you believe that?
20 years.
We all thought we were going to need a new digital watch or something. Crisis averted. It's the 60th anniversary of the Xerox photocopier, which ended the era of photographing your ass with a conventional 35mm camera. We're going to get the 9th installment of the wickedly popular Fast and Furious franchise. Rooma zoom, 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 you idiots. And the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964, including karate, which means open hand. Thank you. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good,
good.
All year long. That's good. Smoke. Remember, only 176 days until the Olympics begin. Talk about your Tokyo drift. Am I right, ladies? Oh, yeah. I'm right, right, right.
News. News. Yeah. Full circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
Oops, sorry.
News.
Right again.
Wow.
My finger slipped.
Boo.
That'll stop happening once I get my brand new desk.
Yeah.
Shipped down here. Very excited about that. Just moving papers. That's what I do. I move paper around. Hey, the Chiefs and 49ers are playing in the Super Bowl this weekend.
What?
I have 20 factoids for you.
Oh, we'll take them. We'll take them.
For the big game.
Yeah. Because
you're not supposed to say Super
Bowl.
Are
you going to watch it at a bar, at a friend's house?
Going to my buddy's house. Going down to my buddy's house. I believe that is the plan.
You can use the whole thing. Mike, you can use the phrase Super Bowl in news coverage, not in any promotional announcements.
All right. Yes, he's having a Super Bowl party.
Yes.
Can I say that?
Yes.
Here are some facts. Number one, I got 20 of them for you. I'll fly through them.
Nice.
Chiefs and 49ers have never met in a Super Bowl, but this is the second Kansas City versus San Francisco championship. In 2014, the Giants beat the Royals in the World Series. I remember that.
Yeah.
Number two, this is the first appearance for the Chiefs in 50 years. In 1970, they beat the Vikings in Super Bowl IV for their first and only Lombardi Trophy. Number three, this is the 49ers' seventh appearance. San Francisco went to five Super Bowls between 82 and 95 and won all five of them. They returned to the big game in 2013, but lost to the Baltimore Ravens on.
Oh, no.
Number four, if the Niners win, they will tie New England and Pittsburgh for the most Super Bowl victories in NFL history with six. The Chiefs, just this number five, the Chiefs just snapped a 49-year Super Bowl drought. Now the Detroit Lions, the Cleveland Browns, and the New York Jets have the longest active Super Bowl droughts. The Lions and Browns never have been to the Super Bowl. That's why I pulled for them. I'd like to see that happen.
That would be great if they played next year each other.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Number six, the Chiefs are just the consensus favorites to win, but just barely. They opened as one-point favorites. Number seven, Chiefs coach Andy Reid will be the 24th head coach in NFL history to appear in more than one Super Bowl. Those good coaches. Get those good coaches.
They find their way. They find their way.
Get you back. That's the way it happened. He did it with the Eagles before. Number eight, 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan making his debut. Number nine, believe it or not, this is the first time a Super Bowl will feature two teams with red as a primary uniform color.
Yesterday in Miami at the media day, Angie Goff asked Shanahan, yelled from the crowd, "Do you miss Washington, D.C.?" He laughed and said no.
Very good. Number 10, yeah. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes will be the fifth youngest quarterback ever to start a Super Bowl. The only one younger than him to win was Ben Roethlisberger in 2006.
I thought Jody Foster was the youngest.
Who?
Jody Foster.
Dr. Lecter. Number 11, 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has two Super Bowl rings because he was a backup for Tom Brady. Number 12, the 49ers went from four wins last season to a Super Bowl appearance this season. Number 13, the Chiefs have gone with a pass play 61.4% of the time this season. The only teams with higher percentages prior to playing in a Super Bowl were the Cardinals in 2008 and the Colts. We're getting into the weeds here.
Yeah.
No, I'm losing interest and I'm reading it. Number 14, so far in these playoffs, Mahomes has thrown. No, I don't need
to. Maybe change your voice. Do it in
a voice. Can I give you some perspective?
No, we don't have time.
All right,
number 15, 49ers have an NFL high 57 sacks. Number six, what's your perspective? Go ahead.
I mean, you said that you were done with your list. Now I'm moving on.
But no, I'm not. I've got five more.
Okay,
but, go ahead.
Yes. All the broadcasters that are broadcasting live from around the country in Miami are all wondering why the hell they don't live in Florida compared to Chicago, New York, all these terrible cities which is cold. Much like you, Mike, as you're a snowbird now. They said, why would we have never come here before? Because they just haven't been to Miami in a while. You go to Arizona, you have the same feeling.
Mm-hmm.
May I share with all of them,
yes,
please? This comes from my heart, from my ticker.
Yes.
Stay away.
You don't want
that's the way
you don't
I feel
want the wacky news guy from WGN's morning show living down there?
No more. No more. This is a matchup of strengths. Kansas City had the NFL's second-best pass offense, and San Francisco had the league's second-best pass defense. going to potentially be a good
game. I hope it's a good game.
The oldest players participating in the Super Bowl are 37. They are the kicker, Robbie Gould, the punter, Dustin Colquitt, and the linebacker, Terrell Suggs.
Mm.
Number 18, each of the players on the winning team will receive $118,000. Number 19, 120 footballs are typically used during the Super Bowl. 120. Did you think it was that much?
But they only use one at a time.
Funny. You know, let me look at number 20. If I need to. No, that was funny.
All right, let's move on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The head of PETA says you might be walking your dog wrong. Huh? Here are her four main tips. Stop rushing them. Realize what a big deal walks are for a dog. Give them more time to sniff snuff. Get off your phone and be more involved. And use a harness instead of a collar. My response to all of these... No.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I'll
PETA.
Stop surfing the web
that.
When Linus stops surfing the web. Yeah. If he's going to be present, I'll be present.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I consider the sniffing thing to be a dog J-O-ing. That's really what I think it is. And you know what? I'm not out there to watch him pleasure himself. I'm there to let him relieve his bowels so there's not a gift of Tootsie Rolls in my den when I walk back home. Okay?
Stand by your point, Mike.
Thank you very much. A new survey asked people to name the little things that can ruin your day. Here they are. Number one, a wardrobe malfunction, like leaving your fly down. I've done that a bunch of times.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
I've We're done okay. that a bunch of times. Or spilling coffee, you know, having a stain
I've
all day.
Done that. Terrible.
Number two, stepping in a puddle without proper footwear. That's
What's
interesting.
What's the proper footwear?
Wet sock. It's like, a wet sock all day will make your day.
I'm standing here with two
like
soakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's one for me. Number three, falling down. Falling down is a...
in front of people? Embarrassing.
Yeah. Or at a Christmas
just
party?
Falling, horrible. Just falling in general. Falling sucks.
It really does.
Don't care to fall down. Don't like that. Number four, it rains and you don't have an umbrella. That's a big city one. Number five, slipping on ice or snow. Number six, being late. Number seven, losing your wallet. Number eight, you can't find your keys. Oh, my God. Number nine, your phone breaks. I'd have to throw in, or your computer breaks.
Yes.
Like mine did. Mm-hmm. And number 10, realize you're locked out of your place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or your
what
home,
about
the way I would have
closing written. Your hand on a car door?
Oh, that's it. Carla, I just want.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
That'll ruin
your
day. Oh, Jesus.
It's bad.
Oh, my God. And now a little something, something.
Yes.
The cops in Wynn Hall, Vermont got a call on Friday around 11 p.m. about a guy who was trying to drive a Range Rover up a ski slope at a ski park.
I'm in love.
Wait, the commercials do it.
Can't you just listen to this story and imagine the entire timeline? You know,
yes. Hey,
Phil, yeah. Is that well? That's just a fancy car. Is that no? I can
no.
Go that
I like, could do it.
Is that just like the commercial where he goes up there? Yeah, I can do
remember
it.
The beginning of Coal Miner's Daughter when Tommy Lee Jones drives the Jeep up that steep hill to win
a
bet?
Yeah.
That's like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. For what it's worth, he was only trying to drive up the bunny slope. He didn't try to take it on a black diamond. When the cops got there, they stopped 59-year-old Frederick Brechter of Shelter Island, New York. He was a few hundred feet up the mountain.
This is fantastic.
He was a few hundred feet up the mountain. He failed their sobriety test, charged with DUI. And once again, we pay tribute to the children of the greatest generation.
Yes.
Hope you enjoyed the slopes, ass. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You know,
I'm
he
59.
Made it up. He made it up, though.
My Uncle Pete once got in trouble with the law for driving a Volkswagen on the boardwalk in Seaside Park, New Jersey.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
And the question
he wasn't 59, though, right?
No, he wasn't. But I believe there... You know, that was the days when DUI was legal. It's fine. Just don't drive up there, Pete.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, though, for me, because the 59 and 65-year-olds down here don't drink. We will take a break.
Oh, boy.
Play, drink, repeat. Play, drink, repeat. Play, drink, bitch, repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, play, drink, retreat, repeat. We'll take a break, and that's really what they do. We'll come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked, and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Ready? ahead on this.
Don't read ahead, Mike.
This portion of the this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our bonus packages. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Rob Ford's Adults Only Football Party. This Sunday, celebrate the big game with DC's most elusive single guy while he's still single. Tickets are still available at www.rofo.biz. The fun starts at 2 p.m. in the basement of the Jefferson Memorial, 16 East Basin Drive Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20242. Remember to use the secret shave and a haircut knock to gain entry to this adults-only soiree. No kids in sight, but feel free to enjoy the massage kiosk, the erotic guacamole lounge,
oh, God,
and over three big screen split screen TVs simultaneously showing the big game and your favorite Cinemax late night programming like Co-Ed Confidential.
That's a good one.
Every ticket comes with full access to the topless salsa bar, pole dancing photo ops, the oil buffet.
What buffet?
What's wrong with you? The oil buffet.
Yeah, help yourself.
A 10-minute session in the glitter stall and an autograph from Sonny Jurgensen. What's wrong with you?
That's full value.
It is.
Don't forget your $1 bills. And don't forget to register to win a subscription to the TMOS bonus show. Or better yet, just purchase one today. It's only a click away, and you won't feel like you need hand sanitizer when you buy it. Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping our show. It's your passport to the assport. The TMOS bonus show, hot adult action that's Rob Ford approved. Thank you very much. Open the audio vault. Take it away, you maniac.
Did you know that Jefferson had a basement? I didn't know.
No, I did not know. Yeah,
it's going to be
no idea.
It's going to be a great party.
Yes, yes.
While we're talking super. Come in.
Shave my haircut.
See, knock.
Yes, there we go.
While we're talking NFL, did you know that the Super Bowl I was carried on two networks simultaneously?
No.
Because NBC had the AFC and CBS had the NFC.
Oh, so they
showed
rights.
Hadn't worked it out yet, so they both showed it.
Wow.
But did you also know that up until now, neither network has a copy of the game?
In Los Angeles, the first Super Bowl game puts the Packers against the Chiefs.
When the game was held in 1967, nobody thought that Super Bowl I would become the event that it is today.
This first meeting between the champs of the NFL and the AFL.
It's disbelief, knowing what the game has become, and they did what with it? They taped over it?
The first broadcast that every single American saw.
It was actually taped over purposefully with soap operas.
The days of our lives.
VHS or Beta wasn't available to people at that time. Both copies from two separate entities felt it wasn't worthy of keeping and erased them.
This game meant so much.
Now, that is an amazing and common story. A lot of the early Carson stuff is gone because they taped over it because videotapes were expensive.
You had to save money.
You had to save money. Amazing. Now, fast forward to the fact that they don't have it, and it was on two networks, two chances to capture it. No one has it.
What's crazier? Because what date was that, the first Super Bowl?
66, I believe.
Okay. What's crazier, the idea that a tape of the moon landing was thrown in storage and then sold at like...
Oh, yeah, the original film.
Yeah, the original film, or the idea that the Super Bowl, which is a $1 billion business... was the first one was not captured.
Well, here's
you know,
fast
Americans
forward.
Don't have a sense of history. They don't. They no. really don't. No. Most Americans are what have you done for me lately? That's the way we live in our lives here.
So really, fast forward, there's a guy named Troy Haupt, and when his father died, his last words to his wife were, "Don't forget those tapes in the attic."
Yeah.
And so they went and looked in the attic, and there was four huge reel-to-reel. There were four huge video reels of a system that's no longer used anymore. I think it was called Quadronic or something. And they were labeled Super Bowl I.
Oh!
So he went to the Museum of Broadcasting, and that is a complete copy, the only complete copy of the first Super Bowl. But The NFL, not happy about it.
Initially, my reaction was, this is finding a great missing sports memorabilia that the NFL and the sports world is just going to go crazy about.
They weren't as receptive as we all thought they would be.
Such early on, asses. The NFL came to us and said, we'll give you, I think it was like $30,000.
In the event we were to try and sell the tapes, the NFL would consider it an infringement on the copyright and they would sue us. This huge $12 billion industry has put up roadblocks to us in
Dicks.
Getting this tape out there to the public.
So they're still sort of stymied legally, but here's the ultimate dick statement that the NFL...
They're such crap.
Oh, you know, I hate them.
We on a bonus show, we tried to do it last week.
We'll do it
maybe
this week.
Maybe this week on the bonus show. We can give you the whole NFL deal, which is just so obnoxious.
What's surreal about this is the right PR person said, let's just break him off like $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that'll be a great story.
Right.
That'll look at the NFL. They could have gone the legal route, but they said, let's give you $1 million. Super Bowl $1 million.
The National Football League attorneys sent him a letter that said, we will offer you $30,000, which, by the way, is how much we're going to sue you for if you sell them to anyone else.
Wow.
Think about that with your chips and salsa this weekend, folks.
Yeah. This, if it were me. And trust me, I say this ballsy enough and I could afford $30K.
Right.
And it didn't matter to me. I just throw up on YouTube. Say,
yep.
Enjoy. Yeah. Here you go, world.
Everybody enjoy. Right. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Here it is.
But they'd get blocked.
Copyright infringement.
Yeah, it's copyright infringement.
Yeah. That video is no longer available.
Oh, no. But anyway, the guy's name is Troy Haupt. He's putting together a documentary about the tapes and the discovery and his struggles.
Good for
him. Keep your eyes peeled. And also, they've interviewed broadcasters from there was an old sports guy, Mike. You remember Jack Whitaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
he's no longer with us.
He called the Super Bowl for NBC, I think, that day.
Great, legendary broadcaster.
And at the very end of his life, he said, I regret the fact that no one has ever heard my call of that game. And so think of the history at play, not just for sports, but for broadcasting. So I root for this guy.
It's amazing how arrogant they are. And, we should really recap some of our experiences there in the...
I've got plenty.
The Politburo the NFL.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Oscar, just suffice it to say, sure, you're in, but you can't go over there.
No.
That's right. We'll get into the whole levels of it.
Thanks a lot.
There's a British television show called This Morning, and they booked a lady on. She was 80 years old. And the sort of the hook on the story is that she's dating a 35-year-old guy.
Okay.
And I thought they thought it'd be a nice sort of feel-good piece.
80 dating a 35-year-old.
Yeah, I didn't think it would go this direction.
The first night.
Oh, the first night. Pretty rough. It was rough. Nobody had been near me for 35 years. I thought I was a virgin again. Can I say what we used? A whole tube of KY jelly?
Oh.
you can say that.
And the thing is, I couldn't walk the next day. I felt as if I'd been riding a horse. Saddle sore wasn't in it. We got over that. The sex is not the important thing.
Right. No.
Because I can't sleep with him. You get an elbow in the face, a knee in the back.
Oh, he's a fidgeter.
He's terrible. Right.
And the bad news is, Mike, both networks erased the tape of that night. So none exists. That's your magic audio phone. If you can, have a good Wednesday.
Oh, wow. That's one to go home with. Wow. Hey, Rob Spiewak bringing it today. Huh?
Thank you.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
Nice job. That was fun.
Watch Singing in the Rain, better. Mike. Watch it.
I will. I don't know which is it's the balance of Singing in the Rain and then the 80-year-old lady with
a whole tube.
Her suitor is probably, he's got like his ego, his head. I don't know how it fits through the horse.
And I didn't know they would sell that product in England. I thought it was American because it's made in Kentucky, right?
You know, the truth is that Jack Whitaker, when he broadcast the first Super Bowl, used an entire tube. All right, anyway, we got to get out of here for Rob.
On Vince Lombardi.
Get it all out. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Barrasing. Why am I blurry? So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it
Marie.
Or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.
Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
You're talking about Delta, sir.
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well-known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line. Ha 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 ha